morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. We have seven vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory for winds in effect until noon today and a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect through late tonight. Overall, in our marine weather forecast, west winds 15 to 20 knots, gusting to 25, becoming northwest later in the day with gusts to 15 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves from the northwest 3 feet at 5 seconds apart, west swells 13 feet high at 14 seconds, and a chance of showers in our marine weather forecast today. And I have a very special impromptu interview clip I want to share with you this morning. Captain Thron Riggs, who is a longtime programmer here at the station and a retired Columbia River bar pilot, was in the studio this morning, and I was able to ask him a listener question that I've had been sitting on for months. I really didn't know the answer, and it was wonderful to get a really expert answer about a question. And this is the question. When you come into the anchorage here on a ship, in the bow of each ship, there are usually two anchors hanging from or protruding from these openings in the side of the ship called hawse pipes. And the anchor chain feeds through them and drops the anchor down onto the bottom. And so there are two of them. Which one do you use? I had a listener ask me, do you use the port or the starboard anchor when you come into the anchorage? And I never really could look up an answer that was good. Captain Riggs answered that today. And just a quick note about Captain Riggs. Well, it must be 16 years ago now when I first came to work for Coast Community Radio. His show was before mine when I was the news host. And he would talk about the ships on the river. He was working as a bar pilot then. And he was the person who really got me started doing the ship report. And between him and Captain Robert Johnson over the years, those two guys really made the ship report for me. They taught me what I needed to know to be able to be knowledgeable on the radio. And I've built on that, but I owe those two guys a lot. And it was very nice to talk with Captain Riggs today. So we're going to hear about which anchor you use when you come into the river today on the ship report. But first, a quick look at the, because I want to have time to play this. It's a little bit long, and I want to give him the opportunity to say everything to you that he said to me about this. So I'll just do a quick recap of the ship schedule. We have two inbounders. We have one in the Astoria Anchorage and four outbounders today. The Nareda is arriving from Russia, headed for Vancouver. She'll be passing Astoria around 2 p.m. The Golden Trader is arriving from China, headed for Kalama's Anchorage. She'll pass Astoria around 6:30 p.m. The Peace is in the Astoria Anchorage. I believe she's a wheat ship heading today to the port of Vancouver at about 11 p.m. And our outbounders, the Ken Voyager, is leaving Longview with soda ash on board around 2 p.m. The New Century One, which came in yesterday with Toyotas, is now on her way out to sea again from the port of Portland, leaving around 2 p.m. The IOC is leaving Kalama around 6 p.m., and the Bell Island is leaving Portland with, I think, potash on board around 7 p.m. outbound. Well, let's hear from Captain Thron Riggs about the whole concept of a ship coming into the anchorage, has two anchors at the bow. Which one do you use? And a couple of terms you'll hear that you may or may not know. The term referring to the direction of the wind around the compass rose. If you look at the face of a compass, like the face of a clock, when the wind backs, it's going counterclockwise around that compass rose. And when it veers, it goes clockwise. So veering wind will go from north to east, say, for example. And a flood tide is a rising tide, an ebb tide is a falling tide. Here's Captain Thron Riggs. So I guess the question is, a listener asked me, when ships come into the anchorage and you can see that they have two potential anchors at their bow that they could drop, how do they tell which one to drop here?
Well, Joanne, there's a textbook answer which goes like this. In the northern hemisphere, which we're in, wind shifts during frontal passages are to the right or clockwise. And for a reason that might be a little technical to go into, the port anchor, when the wind is shifting to the right or clockwise, is a preferred anchor to have out in case something goes wrong and you have to get out of there. You're dragging or whatever. The port anchor is would be the better anchor to have out in that situation. Likewise, in the southern hemisphere, that means you would use your starboard anchor. All things being considered, you have to choose which anchor to use: southern hemisphere starboard anchor, northern hemisphere port anchor. Here specifically, sometimes when you leave the anchorage, say going upriver or going out to sea or to the port docks or whatever, you would like to leave without the use of a tugboat if you can. It saves everybody money. So if you have your port anchor out and it's flooding and you're going upriver, you can turn on the port anchor. You heave it up short. It's called heaving up short. So there's just a little bit of chain in the water. And you can use a tugboat. I mean, the anchor is almost like a tugboat. You drag it, and it holds the bow. You put the rudder hard left and slow ahead or half ahead and turn around on the anchor. It helps you turn and go upriver on the flood tide. You don't need to worry about using the anchor when it's ebbing because you're already pointed upriver. But if it's flooding, you want to leave, and you think you can do it without a tugboat, you want to have the port anchor out. And another consideration here is, especially on the north side of the anchorage, the port anchor being out helps you keep clear of the channel vis-a-vis if you were using the starboard anchor. The starboard anchor, if you start swinging on it, you're going to swing closer to the channel. The stern might actually go through the channel and block it during the swing. But if you have the port anchor out, you have the best chance of keeping out of the channel as the ships swing back and forth on the flood and the ebb.
Wow, that's really interesting.
There you have it.
Thanks.
Those are the first three answers. We'll get into the next 22 some other time.
So then that I've never really looked at the wind part of it. So, because I mean, there's that expression, you know, that the wind sometimes it backs and it veers depending on which way it's going. And so here the wind mostly veers.
It veers. You got it.
Oh, wow.
In a frontal passage.
Uh-huh.
Warm front, cold front. Low goes inland. The wind goes from southeast, south, southwest, west, northwest. It goes around like that, clockwise. Southern hemisphere, it does exactly the opposite.
Huh.
Circulation around a low in the southern hemisphere is clockwise, whereas in the northern hemisphere, it's counterclockwise.
And that was Captain Theron Riggs. And boy, you know, it's just so great to have someone bar pilots and pilots, our marine pilots here, have decades of experience. They're master mariners. And so being able to ask a person who is so incredibly knowledgeable, it gives you a sense of how complex it all is here and how, you know, it isn't just taking a boat out on the water and going from one place to another. It can be that way. But boy, the complexities when you're dealing with a huge vessel like a ship, which, as I pointed out many times, has no brakes, of sort of doing that dance with all the prevailing forces that are pushing on your vessel, current, wind, storm activity, a front that's whirling through, all this thought that goes into making sure that everything is safe. It's quite amazing, and I always love to hear those technical explanations because, I mean, I do love all this, and I am a geek about it for sure, but it is just so interesting, all the thought that goes into a simple thing like, well, relatively simple thing from us on shore, anchoring a ship is quite complex and a lot of forethought goes into it. As I've observed that most things that happen on ships, a lot of forethought goes into it because once you set something in motion, kind of hard to take it back. You can't just go, oops, didn't mean that. Usually the consequences are can be quite severe if you make a mistake in that setting. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Captain Riggs for being on the show today. Have a great day.